or the hospital. It began at home, with the herbs you could grow, gather, or purchase in simple form. A mother might steep chamomile for her child's restlessness. A father might rub arnica into a sore shoulder after a long day. These practices were not considered alternative. They were simply life. In recent decades, that knowledge has slipped away. It wasn't taken from us in one fell swoop. It was eroded slowly by the rise of industrial medicine, pharmaceutical marketing, and the cultural shift toward outsourcing all responsibility for health. We've been taught to wait for symptoms to become problems and then to hand those problems over to someone else. But deep down, many of us know there's a better way. Not an oppositional path, but a complementary one. A way to restore confidence in our own capacity to respond to the body's signals using natural, gentle support. This is not a book about rejecting science or medicine. It's about restoring a layer of self-trust and responsiveness that modern systems have overlooked. Herbal remedies have always been tools for support, not miracles. They work with the body, not against it. They don't override symptoms. They ask you to pay attention, to pause, to intervene early when things are still soft and movable, before they harden into something more serious. So why should every home have herbal remedies? The answer isn't just about what herbs do, it's about what they restore in us. They offer an invitation to reconnect with rhythms, with patience, with daily observation. When you begin tending your health through herbal means, something subtle shifts. You begin asking different questions. You stop seeing the body as a machine that randomly malfunctions and start seeing it as a living system, always in conversation with its environment. And more importantly, you begin participating in that conversation. Herbal remedies are also practical. They are some of the most accessible tools for minor issues we encounter every day. Poor sleep, stress, bloating, mild headaches, seasonal immune support, fatigue, sluggish digestion. These aren't emergency conditions, but they shape the quality of our lives. And they are exactly the kinds of discomforts that often don't warrant a trip to the doctor. Yet ignoring them can lead to more serious imbalances over time. A simple example. Consider the experience of trouble falling asleep after a stressful day. For many people, this results in tossing, turning, reaching for the phone, or eventually giving in and taking an over-the-counter sleep aid. But those pharmaceutical solutions often create grogginess, dependency, or unintended side effects. Contrast this with brewing a warm cup of lemon balm and chamomile, herbs traditionally used to support the nervous system and ease mental restlessness. The process of making the tea is itself part of the remedy. It requires you to slow down, breathe, and shift your state. This is what makes herbal healing so unique. It isn't just the plant's chemistry. It's the interaction between your intention, your body's intelligence, and the plant's natural design. Herbal remedies often ask something of you, not in complexity, but in presence. They are not pills to swallow and forget. They are invitations to re-inhabit your role as caretaker. In this way, herbalism becomes more than a collection of recipes. It becomes a practice, not a mystical one, but a deeply human one. You don't need to know everything about plant constituents or Latin names. You simply need to be willing to observe, to try, to listen. The remedies you'll learn throughout this book will not promise to fix you. Instead, they will give you tools to support yourself, your family, and your environment in a way that's grounded, accessible, and rooted in real-life practice. You'll also find that having a small herbal toolkit at home encourages a mindset of prevention rather than reaction. When you know which herbs gently support your digestion after a heavy meal, or which teas to reach for during the early twinges of a cold, you stop waiting for symptoms to worsen. You begin to act earlier, with more clarity and less fear. This doesn't eliminate the need for medical attention when appropriate, but it bridges the gap between helplessness and over-dependence.